Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Ah, yes, our 3 o'clock theme song, Georgie. Georgie music. Miami to Boca. Tonight, it'll be Yucatats in your Boca. I'll be at Funky Buddha. Watch a little game one action. Solana will be there as well. Josh Appel will be there as well. So come on out and join us if you're looking for a place to watch the game tonight. Funky Buddha in Oakland Park.
I looked it up. American Airlines has live TV.
Boom.
So I can watch the game on the plane. This is crazy to me.
Time of your life. There is nothing better than when you have a sporting event going on a flight that's going to take about the length of time for the sporting event.
Yes.
Either having a vested interest in the outcome of the event or having money on it. I'm telling you, during football season, if you're going somewhere and you don't choose to fly on Saturday afternoons, you are making the biggest mistake of your life, because you literally can make a Baylor football game interesting by putting money on it before you take off. I'm telling you, it's the greatest flight hack in the world when you get an airline that's got live sports.
I had to look it up because, you know, I bet plus 600 on the Panthers to win the cup.
Yep.
And they've been offering me double and triple my money.
Yes.
And I haven't bit yet. So I think I'm going to ride this thing out.
I hate to say it, I have hedged a little bit on
goodness
Edmonton.
Gracious.
Coward.
It is cowardly. It is very cowardly.
That's what, if they win tonight, it's going to go up like crazy, but I'm riding it out. I've decided. I was sitting on the plane. I looked at the numbers the other day, and I'm riding this thing out.
You have, before we get back into it, Rob Pizzola is going to join us this hour. Do you have, Dan, the Matt Mervis home run made even more exciting from last night? Let's hear it.
1-0. Fly ball deep right field. Stevenson going back on the track. I don't think he can find it. He turns around and it's gone. Matt Mervis hits a towering fly ball that just doesn't come down. He's got a home run in his first game with Jacksonville.
What's his name? Celine Dion on Dumbo.
D-Lo, you got it.
So beautiful.
I'm telling you, the Marlins, they got me playing highlights of the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp because they're getting swept by the Rockies. You did this to yourself, Clayton McCullough. You did this to yourself. I wish that was a highlight of Mervis knocking down a ding-dong for the Marlins in game-winning fashion. Instead, for the jumbo shrimp in a loss, but still, I wish it was for the Marlins. I got to ask Rob Bizzola if he can bet Mervis Ding Dongs in the minors. I cannot find that on the Hard Rock app, which is probably a good thing.
I've been checking, Hawk, if we can bet minor league baseball, and I've checked 2-3 straight days and no minor league baseball on the Hard Rock bet app.
Well, wait, what is this? USA Triple A East. Is that it? Wait a second. It's on. It's on, Daddy. I got a Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp line right here for today's game at 7:05.
Do you also know they lost yesterday 7-1 to the Durham Bulls?
Oh, thanks, Debbie Downer.
I'm giving Matt Mervis credit. That's 100% of the offense.
All right, fair enough. God. I know, I can bet. I'm betting the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. But there's no
player props. Yeah.
Look at that. All right, Hard Rock, you're almost there. You're almost there. Just add some player props. We're good to go. I'll check back later in the afternoon. Let's get Mervis, headlines here.
Mervis was hitting 175.
Why does everyone keep, this is like when I love the McRib and everyone keeps sending me the video of the frozen McRib. Like, why does everyone do that? Can you not allow me to enjoy Mervis and his home runs and the Mervis militia? I finally have something I'm enjoying and rooting for.
They were 23-35 when he was there.
Everybody wants to take my fun away. Everybody wants to take my fun away from everything. I don't even know why I do the 4 hours with you guys. I could get this from Lori.
I do it to you because I get it from Ava. My daughter gives me hell every day.
By the way, Hawk, there was somebody, I was just doing a little Mervis research last night. There was somebody, this is on May 30th, and somebody pointed out that Matt Mervis, his numbers started to really dip, I mean really dip, after he took a ball directly into the penis.
Right. It's true. Was he at first playing first, or was he at first as a runner?
He was playing first base, and it was
took an errant throw.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was errant. I just don't think he did a great job at scooping the throw, and it happened to hit him directly in the penis.
Right. No, and I can speak as a member of the Jewish community. We take the penis seriously. It's not grandiose, but we love it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it affected him as it would anybody probably in that situation. But that's where if I have a problem in that arena, I'd go right to Jacksonville, work out the kinks. I'd come right back to Boca when I got my swing back just so I could start hitting in the majors again.
To be honest though, Hawk, with you and Mervis, isn't that a little problem?
It's certainly a seeing eye single, as they may call it.
The thigh, the hamstring, but yeah, the Peter Wee.
Yeah. Significant, while being maybe insignificant. Headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Hawk, you got a son, Hawk. Let's just put that. Let's let everybody know that.
Right. And sometimes you lose your stroke. You lose your swing. You got to work it out in the minors. Mm-hmm. Get back up to the majors.
There we go. Solana will never have a baby.
I don't know, man. Hawk hit one home run. That's all he needed.
That's all you need. I guarantee you it was the first try. Guarantee you. I put my mind to something.
You going to lock in?
I'm a believer. If you put your mind to something.
You were Matt Mervis in your Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp debut. You hit a home run.
I was day one Matt Mervis with a Jumbo Shrimp hat on.
You gave him
light
the
on the jumbo, heavy on the shrimp.
You pulled out the jumbo shrimp.
Since we're talking about jumbo shrimp, yesterday I was at a gas station and just getting a drink. And the guy in front of me bought one of those gas station penis pills. Honest to God, just like grabbed one out of the
like Viagra.
No, yeah. Extends. Super Rhino.
The Super Rhino.
I love how Dan and Crowder know the brand name and the price.
Sometimes you got to show
like, out. Oh, yeah, 369 Rhino Extends premium. I saw Crowder. I believe it was in Dallas. No, it was in Vegas. He was sick. I'm out. It's me, Crowder, Leroy, Tobin, mm-hmm. and a couple other radio people. I think Scott Farrell is with us. Crowder's sick. He's got a head cold. He is sneezing. Yeah. We're supposed to go out all night. Guy goes to a gas station. Yeah. He buys all these wacky pills. I mean, you know, it's like immune system booster. Like,
yeah.
Like I've looked at this stuff for 55 years going, who on earth would ever buy this stuff? He goes, I got to stop at this gas station. We walk in. I'm telling you, he goes, give me one of those, one of those, one of those. Gets like five packets that have 10 pills each in them.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even swallow, just chews them. Puts all the pills in his mouth. Chews them. My right hand to God, 3 hours later, he's healthy as a horse. It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life.
Charged up, baby. Vitamins.
Vitamins. There's no telling what was in these packets. There's literally no telling what was in these packets. The brand name was called Not Approved.
they didn't have many patches on the back. I don't know if the FDA knew what was going on, but yeah, man, you charge up at that gas station.
But you charge everything up because I thought that was a myth that dudes were buying these pills at the gas station to help them.
What is it? Like Viagra? Perform.
I don't know.
It's
man.
Like a, it's like something to do with your veins and the blood flow and all this stuff. And then it's a lesser Viagra. And then you get the honey. Oh. You get the little honey pack. Hawk, you need the honey pack.
What? Where do I rub the honey?
get two honey packs if you want to rub it somewhere because you got to eat one.
I don't need any pills, any anything. Not only do I get my testosterone shot every week because I'm out of town next week, I got a double yesterday. I had to get 2 weeks worth in one injection. I'm telling you, Lori's not setting 20 feet near me in the last 48 hours.
Hold up, Hawk. How long is the flight? Were you going Jersey? One person allowed. One person allowed in the bathroom.
Occupied.
The Florida Panthers play game one of the Stanley Cup final tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Now that we've gotten the Mervis montage and this stuff out of the way.
They have the Oilers tonight. They're in Edmonton. 8 p.m. is your puck drop. The only downside to the Panthers playing tonight, no AJ Greer. That's the only bad news for
somebody
the Cats.
Texts in, I popped two rhinos. I'm good for 60 hours. That can't be possible. Can they?
What are they doing for 60 hours, man? Because
60 hours? I don't even work 60 hours in
Listen,
a week.
Man. It's the bounce back. It's the bounce back. It's the round one, then the round two, then the round three, then the round four.
I've got round one, round two, round three, Monday, Thursday, Sunday.
It's about the bounce back.
I bounced back a couple days later.
And the next morning, you know, 10 to 11 at night, get you some rest, 5 a.m. before the kids get up, get you another round in. Take the kids to school, get you another round in. Yeah, boy.
I don't fight that many rounds.
That guy's got to have a 36-pack. If you think of, I mean, 60 hours? He's built like a Greek god.
Yeah.
No, don't speak about me like that. I don't want that much credit.
I'm right here, fellas.
Well, the dude I saw buying the blue rhino last night, trust me, he doesn't do anything for 60 hours.
Is it embarrassing to buy those little wee enhancements? Because I know when I was not married, I would buy the condoms, and it's kind of like you sneak them to the desk.
That always, but when I was buying them, like I think it was behind the counter, like you literally had to ask, right, Dan? Do you remember that? Like I remember going to the pharmacy,
it's way worse.
They weren't even out.
No, it's way worse now at CVS and Walgreens. You have to go to the attendant. They have to call on the intercom, help on aisle 7. The manager comes with a key, opens
really?
Up, gets you the condoms.
They have them at Publix. Open the aisle. And at Publix, they've got lube. And I look at stuff at Publix. I go, this is crazy. I was at Target the other day. They have buzzy little, you know, buzzer things in just the aisle at Target.
And so you can press it.
It's called a vibrating ring.
Whatever. No, not for you, for her. It's a buzzy little buzzer.
It's for everybody.
Little buzzer activity. I can't believe what they have out. But you can buy everything on Amazon.
Yeah.
So there's like, I mean, if you don't want to be, but back in my day, like anything sexual, you were talking to some pharmacist in like a white coat. Like it was awful.
Speaking of
traveling.
That's
why everybody get them gold packets because they want to show out.
Right, that's what I would do, and then I would just go throw them away. But I wanted to buy them as well.
Ego got to let that go. Get the baby blues and the light yellows.
Well, I would do the same thing every time. Give me one of each, and I'll figure it all out. And I knew which one I needed. The rest were going in the garbage. There was no eBay back then. I couldn't even sell them.
Put the big one over your sock so your sock doesn't get wet in the rain.
Did I ever tell you guys a story of what happened to me at FIU? So at FIU, you could get condoms for free. You just had to go to like the health center. They'd give condoms away for free. So I would go to the health center. And honest to God, I walked in one day. I went. They had like a bucket. You just had to ask the front desk lady like, hey, where's the bucket of condoms? She's like, oh, right over here. She pulled it out. And the lady looked at me. She said, here. Take one of these. She handed me a pamphlet on how to put on a condom and how to have sex. And I'm like, no, I'm good. She's like, no, here, trust me. Take this.
Jane, we got a beginner. You have that beginner packet.
So embarrassing.
Jane, you have the beginner's pamphlet. And here's a lollipop.
Oh. You were just practicing or didn't want to mess up your socks?
I couldn't afford any more of those packets of 6 pairs. So.
A lot of, you weren't doing no sexual action at FIU.
I was tearing it up. When he was just the executive producer, I didn't think so. But now that his name is on the show, I think the dude was tearing it up.
Yeah.
I see him in a whole new light.
Mm-hmm. He's engaged and he's a virgin.
Yeah, but now that I found out about the blue rhino. What time does Panthers game end tonight, Hawk? All right, those are your sports headlines. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. The rain has gotten a little bit better in most of South Florida. It's sunny here in Kendall, where I'm doing the show from. By the way, the Marlins did lose, so they got swept by the Colorado Rockies in 3 games. That is a team that had 9 wins total entering Monday.
They got 12 wins this season. 3 of them are against the Marlins. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Someone texted in, there's self-checkout everywhere now, too. So if you do get condoms at, like, Walgreens or CVS, you can just do self-checkout. That makes it a lot easier.
Oh, that makes sense. Hmm. They make you get an approval first. Cough syrup, children's cough syrup. They got to come and put their little code in. Yeah. People get, like, drunk off children's cough syrup. Right. I don't know, but it's just weird when I go to CVS, they make me put approval in.
Why they do
Dan it. Probably knows a lot more about this than I do, yeah. But yeah, you got to get an approval.
They don't want you cooking with it, man. If you buy enough of Sudametaphyn or whatever it is, you can, cook. That's
like
why they...
Zerp?
Yeah, you can cook, certain things, certain drugs. That's why they keep a national database, and every time you buy, like, children's cough syrup and stuff with Sudafed and stuff in it, they keep a national database, and if you hit a certain limit, they won't sell it to you anymore. I don't know how I know all these things, but yeah.
I know.
You're talking about Zerp? All right. Rob Bizzola is going to join us in the next segment. We'll get some picks for the Stanley Cup Finals and his analysis as well.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We'll break down some bowel movements here in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Hawk and Crowder.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That song means Rob Pizzola. He's a professional sports gambler and the CEO of the Hammer Betting Network, a platform dedicated to sharp, no BS content across football, basketball, and hockey. Rob's also the host of Circles Off on YouTube, where he breaks down the sports betting industry from both an educational and lifestyle perspective. Whether it's beating the market or exposing the nonsense, he brings a level of transparency that's rare in this space. And I always highly recommend that you follow Rob Pizzola on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
And Hawk, I gotta say, first time I've spoken to Rob since I've been back on the show, and Rob sent me a very heartfelt message. And you know, with my dad passing, and also Rob, I want to tell you I appreciate it, brother. I got back to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate the love that everybody sent, but I was surprised when I saw the DM pop up. I was like, damn, Rob, thank you, man. I really appreciate you.
Yeah, condolences, Crowder. I mean, I know people go through some rough patches every now and then, and I've been through some before, and I personally find a lot of comfort when people reach out to me, so I figured I would send that off to you. So condolences on that, and I appreciate the message.
Not certain we've ever seen the human side of Rob Pizzola before. Very robotic. He's a very robotic, statistical-based gambler. I didn't know you had that in you, Rob.
Well, the thing is, I actually respect Crowder, unlike you, Mark. So it was very easy.
Because I was just going to call you tonight with some things that are on my mind and bothering me. I don't have anyone to talk to. It seems like you might be the right guy.
I haven't gotten a parlay message from you in a while now, so I'm just figuring you're in a cold streak at this point.
I got you that Mervis ding-dong last night for the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Now, I just noticed on the Hard Rock Bet app, because I was unable to bet it unless I didn't look close enough yesterday, but now I do see there's a Jumbo Shrimp line for tonight. They've got the Durham Bulls again. I don't see any player props, though. Might those come later?
Potentially. I can't say that I bet minor league baseball all that often. I have before, but I haven't in a long time. I don't know what the player prop market looks like, but I would say typically in smaller leagues, you would tend to see player props, if they're going to get posted for those, posted much closer to first pitch in this situation. So maybe an hour before the game. If you don't see them at that point, it's just very unlikely you're going to see them.
If I do see a Mervis home run prop tonight, you want to go half with me?
I am not going to do that.
All right. Mm-hmm. No. Three quarters?
I mean, I would like to play the opposite side. Is what I would, if you just want to bet a Mervis home run with me, we can facilitate that instead.
Okay, give me a line. Give me a line for Mervis tonight.
I'll give you a fair number if I do a little bit of research and you put.
No,
me
let's
on
not
the
research
spot.
It at all. Just give me a line off the top of your head.
I don't know. Like, what's he going to hit? He's going to hit a home run in minor league baseball. What, probably once every five games? Does that seem about right to you?
I mean, I would say once every game, but I'm part of the solution. So,
well, if you think he's going to hit one every game, I'll give you.
Well, no, but 100. I like your idea.
No,
better,
no, I actually personally like your idea now.
of course,
let's just do it as even money. I think, right?
What do you want to do? Plus 800?
We're not doing.
You want to book it at plus 800?
bet with the Hard Rock app. I can't actually publicly be taking bets either. Anyways, I'm not.
Rob's like, why did I sign on to do this show again? I had such a nice life. Now I'm taking bets.
You should see the strain when I see the Mark Hockman text message come through in the morning. I'm like, oh man.
Every day for me, Rob. Every day.
Yeah, just the links, the parlays. This guy hit a home run. What do you? Should I hedge this?
I got a lot of action, Pizzola. I need to bounce stuff off. I got a lot of action going.
I'm here for it, Mark. Don't worry. You can message me anytime.
I appreciate
That's what I get this morning, Pizzola.
That's the Mervis militia. You see, we put him in a jumbo shrimp hat.
I get this morning.
That's so good. Oh, man. That's good.
All right, let's look at the Stanley Cup final tonight. So the Edmonton Oilers, they're slight series favorites. They are slight favorites tonight in game one. Is there a play that you love with this series or this game?
So I think this is a very challenging series to handicap. I personally, I know this is a cop-out. People want one way or another to know, like, who's going to win. I think this is a 50-50, like a true coin flip type of series. I think Florida is a marginally better team. I do think that they have some stylistic matchup advantages that could work in their favor in this series. But ultimately, Edmonton has the better top-end talent. And I like to go for teams that have more depth in the playoffs. I think you've seen the Panthers winning these playoff series because of how deep their lineup is, both forwards, defense. They have the better goalie in this series. But Edmonton are arguably two of the best three players in the world that have been able to circumvent some very hard forechecking teams and like defensively sound teams throughout this playoffs. It's really tough to handicap. Florida has played very well on the road in these playoffs. which ordinarily would, you know, you kind of, I like the road game. It's very clinical. It's somewhat defensive. Put the puck in deep, get in there, hammer the defenseman on the other side, clog the front of the net. Don't give up too many chances. The challenge with the Oilers is that Florida doesn't have last change when they're playing these road games. And they're going to want to match Barkov on McDavid as much as possible because Barkov's one of the best defensive centers in hockey. They're not going to be able to do that a lot in these road games. And ultimately, that's where Edmonton has a big edge when they're playing at home and why the series is priced the way it is. Personally, I think if you're asking me, I think Florida's going to win this series and potentially in a game seven again this year. If you said, Rob, you got to pick a side, I'm going with Florida. I trust Bobrovsky more than I trust Skinner, who's been very up and down. I think Florida is just deeper through the lineup, and they can get more out of their secondary scores than the Edmonton Oilers can. But I truly wouldn't be surprised either if the Oilers just continued on this run where they look like a powerhouse, because their top-end finishing is so good. And if Florida wants to play that type of style where they're going to muck it up and take some penalties, that's going to be a real problem against the Oilers as well, who are pretty clinical with their power play. So this is one of the, I mean, we saw the same matchup last year, so it's weird for me to say like one of the best Stanley Cup matchups we've seen in a long time. But now that this is flipped to Edmonton being the home team, you see it reflected in the market with how the series is priced. I think this is a true coin flip series.
And Rob, something Hawk and myself, we talked about earlier in the show, where we both got great odds betting the Panthers early in the playoffs to win it all. And now I think I know I got 601. You got
I'm plus 600.
I'm plus 600. Hawk's right around the same thing. Hawk already hedged it. I'm thinking about just riding it out and seeing what happens. Should I hedge anything on my plus 600?
The only reason, by the way, that I hedged is because Rob told me not to.
I was about to come in. So this is so infuriating for me at this point. This guy messages me for betting advice all the time. He's sending me his pictures. He's got Bobrovsky, Conn Smythe. He's got, you know, Panthers, whatever the price was, six. And he's like, Pizzola, what would you do in this situation? I'm like, listen, at the end of the day, hedging is very different for each person. I tell the people this all the time. What I would do is very different from what someone else. Mark wanted the luxury of like getting some guaranteed money. I'm at a position in my life where I don't need that. Like, I would rather just accumulate good positions and ride them out. And whatever happens, happens. Sometimes you're going to lose in the finals. Sometimes you're going to win, whatever. But the fact that I told him I would not hedge and I would ride out both of those bets, he did not respond to that message. And I find out from you, Crowder, that he indeed. So it's basically like he asked me a question and correct, he did not value the opinion whatsoever. Like, he just
not
wanted
only,
me.
Not only that, I didn't even finish reading your message before I put the hedge in.
Even better. It was like a couple lines. Anyway, all he really wanted was for me to say I would hedge. He wanted me to agree with him.
Correct.
But I didn't, and he just went and did it anyways.
I read between the lines, Rob.
Yeah. Well, in your position, honestly, with the amount that you've been losing over the last few years.
That's what I'm saying.
Show, taking some guaranteed money every now and then, it might not be the worst thing in the world.
Although I will tell you, I had already chalked it up as a loss because, you know, on like the Hard Rock Bet app, it's not like the luxury of betting on credit. So your money's already gone. Right. You know what I mean? Once I put it in the account, it's already gone. And then when it's tied up in a future, you don't see it there in the balance anymore. It's gone. So
right,
it kind of would be found money. But yeah, no, I had pretty much planned on hedging before I texted you.
So there's different scenarios, right? Like, to me, I saw the bet slips. I'm not going to reveal the size of them, Mark. It doesn't matter. But this is not going to life changing.
I've said it on the air. It was a $100 bet to win 600. To win 500 would be a $600 ticket,
which is a nice score for anyone. But this isn't life changing money for you, right? To me, this is very different than
situations. Well, things have been rough. I'm not going to lie.
You know what? I have seen the bet history, and I understand. But this
things have been. Let's just say, if the Jumbo Shrimp don't win by three runs tonight, Hockman's are looking.
Mervis doesn't hit a homer, we might never see Mark again on the show.
He's sleeping on the couch, Rob. He's sleeping on the
couch.
Rob,
let me hold a couple G, will you?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, this isn't one of those parlays where people are parlaying like three long shots where it's, you know, 100 to win 500,000, And if someone loses that bet, that final wager, like, they're not going to sleep at night. They're going to go through depression. Like, if that's going to affect you in that way, you should always hedge, right? If you can't handle getting nothing out of the bet, you should always hedge. But if, from my point of view, if you bet the Panthers in the playoffs at plus 600 and the current line is whatever it is, you know, plus, depends on the sports book, right?
115 like, maybe.
Yeah, roughly in that range. You have an amazing bet. Like, you have great expected value. You bet something at 6-1 that is currently basically a coin flip. I always ride those out because that's why you bet. You bet to beat the market, to get ahead of the number, to get these good positions. Mm. So that's just my prerogative on this. Everyone is, I never tell someone, you have to do this, you shouldn't do this. I speak from my own perspective. If I had those bets, even if they were like my unit size, what I typically would bet on a game, which is a lot more, not to rub it in, but like it's I don't
normally bet $100. That I mean, that's a big bet for me because I like the feeling of winning. Yeah. I don't, the money doesn't like that. Nothing changes anything. I don't do it for a living. So.
Right. Yeah, you like the rush of actually just winning a bet.
I do. I really do. Because I can have $10 on a Mervis home run, you know, at plus 325. And the feeling is just, that's what I'm looking for.
Yes, because you're a narcissist and you have an inflated ego. That's true. The people who really enjoy the feeling of winning. They need to be
nailed
right.
It.
You know, that's
so nicely said and digging. At the same time,
had you said to me on the text, though, I absolutely forbid you to hedge this bet. Nah, I
wouldn't. It wouldn't have made it. The verbiage did not matter.
Yeah,
on that
it didn't matter. In fact, I wasn't even certain that you responded. I'm going to have to look at my text. I didn't know you did respond.
I'm pretty certain I respond. This is my regular friend group, right? Mark, you remind me of my closest friends who are casual recreational bettors. There's nothing wrong with that. They know what I do for a living. They know I've done this for a very long time. They ask for my advice, but all they're really looking for is for me to agree with what their point of view was. And if I don't, they're going to go and do it anyways. It doesn't matter. I watch NFL Sundays with these guys. They're betting 2 minutes before the game. I've gave them the speech a million times. It doesn't change anything. They just want me to be on the same side as them.
Right.
And honestly, sometimes I give them that satisfaction.
That's a win to me sometimes if I send you something and you're like, yeah, I kind of like that. That's like, you know, and again, that's like, I don't know, plus 1,800 that he's going to agree with me, but that one out of 18 times that he does, I chalk that up as a win. I won Cash Pop this morning, $50, number
amazing.
Three.
There yeah. you go.
Time of my life.
Money right now.
Yeah. Amazing.
It was the time of my life.
Yeah.
You know, I have.
Don't I'll add up the Cash Pop like results for your whole life. Just
well, I'm down 61,000. I added it up. Still down 61,000. But I'm chipping back $50 at a time. No, I play a friend of mine. You play Wordle? You seem like a Wordle guy.
I did at one point, and then now I've moved on with my life. Like, it was a big fad.
Well, I've moved on as well. I play Wordle, Dordle, Quartle, Octordle, and Cedacordle. So we play 5 games a day. It's the guy who owns Funky Buddha Brewery, Ryan. I'll see him tonight. We play head-to-head 5 games every day for $25, $30 if you sweep the other guy. In all 5 games. So I'm down like 8,000 over the last couple months.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, if you want to cut me into that game, I am in. All would in you, on you
like? That's my wheelhouse, man. Words.
I am very, very good with that stuff.
I could tell just by that sentence.
Well, my verbiage is definitely not the best here. But those types of games, especially, listen, I'm willing to back it with my own money. If you
all right, you want to go head to head?
I'm an honorable guy. There's going to be nothing.
100% the honor system.
It has to be. There's no funny business with me, but if you want to set up some sort of head-to-head, and you beat me, Mark, I'll come on air. I'll say
Wordle, Dordle, Quartle, Octortle, Cetacortle.
I'm down. I'm like 90th percentile in those games. You would probably if you're better than
I'm
me, and you're, you could be.
But, you know, it's not anything.
Based on what I know about you, I'm willing to take that risk.
There are very few people in my life on the regular who despise me as much as Rob Pizzola does. Like most people find some sort of redeeming quality about me and they like to hang out. Rob hates every minute of it.
This is not true. This is just Mark speaking. I can't say what I was about to say, but it's him is making some stuff up here. I know Mark is the type of personality that can handle this. That's why I approach it in that way. Yeah. What I like about you, Mark, is you're a joke. Like you can go with the flow and you can give it, you can take it. And I appreciate that about you. I mean, there's things I don't appreciate about you, certainly. But that's why I go in.
No, but everything he says about me happens to be right on. Like, he has me pegged, which is actually why I like him. Because even like the people that get around me and Crowder, they annoy me because they buy into Crowder's BS. And I know you don't as much as you, and he's going through a tough time right now. So I can't, but the guy says the same thing to anyone, anywhere. He doesn't know anyone and he treats you like, and it's so, I don't know. It's
good
like
to see you,
gross.
Brother, out of family. Boy, you look good. You lost some weight. It's
social. It's he's gross. A good guy. Listen, I'm just going to draw a line in the sand right here. I am Team Crowder. When it comes down to all of this, I do appreciate.
But you see through it.
I don't think it's fake. I think that's
you know it's a little.
Yeah, I think that's who he is. But like fake. You know, yeah. I mean, I tend to side with Crowder on a lot of these arguments. I mean, I don't want to bring up the infamous Gaylord Perry situation, but like that
was.
Please don't.
Rob, yeah, sorry.
Rob,
sorry, Solana.
You could just this is because I've been Hawk is we're sneaking up on a decade. He still gets me when you tell him a flat out factual mathematical fact. He's hit 10 home runs in May, 10 home runs in June. He has 20 in the last 2 months. I don't know. I don't know if that's correct. I'm not so certain, and I blow up.
Guys, I could tell you, like, when did we start doing this? I don't know. It's been many years now.
Many years.
I know you guys so well. As soon as Crowder said mathical there, Solana immediately wanted to jump in and flame him for that.
Yeah.
I know you guys all too well at this point. I you don't have to explain the dynamics amongst the group to me. I get it all. I get the texts from Mark every day. Crowder, we got a good rapport. Solana, you know, I occasionally bust his chops a little bit when he's eating people's food in the food court and stuff like that. But aside from that, you know, it's I'm pretty open-ended guy. I tell it how I see it. And usually I got to say, Mark, I disagree with a lot of your perspectives on things.
Mm. All right. So to encapsulate, because we're running out of time here, he likes the Panthers in a blowout fashion for the Stanley Cup and for game one. He's booking anyone's Mervis home run anytime bet at plus 800. And he is in for head-to-head Wordle.
Yeah.
Nordle.
You got me Wordle, wrong. You got me wrong.
Octordle and Cedacordle.
Yeah, I didn't say I love the Panthers in blowout fashion. I said you should martingale the Panthers. So you bet them in game one. If they lose, you double your bet in game two. Then you do that in game three and game four. And you just pray to God that they don't get swept. That's the classic Rob Pizzola friends tactics right here. Mm-hmm. Not a winning strategy, but Mark seems like something that would be right up your alley as a Panthers fan. So
if it is not a winning strategy, I'm in.
You go $10 Panthers tonight. If it loses, you go $20 Panthers game two. If it loses, you know, you just keep doubling it to get your money back, and you hope they don't get swept. And it's a pretty low probability. This is how.
What about the Conn Smythe though? Because I have Bobrovsky at plus 1,500. It's only $50 bet, but an $800 payday. Should I put a little on Connor McDavid as kind of a hedge?
It's tough to say. Again, you have a great bet because Bobrovsky is priced in market right now. I've seen anywhere between plus 250, plus 300. I think he's most likely to win if Florida wins. I do think there are a lot of scenarios this year because of how balanced Florida is as a team, where it's the exact same as last year, where the Panthers could win the cup and McDavid could win the Conn Smythe as well because of the playoffs he's had. Again, my preference, if I had your ticket, would be to ride Bobrovsky, at least early on in the series here, because you can still bet Conn Smythe later in the series as well, and then kind of see how things are playing out, because there's a recency bias in this as well, right? It's not, I know it's given to the player who had the best playoffs, but people are going to think about who had the best series as well, and that's going to play a factor. But if it were me, I'm just holding that ticket right now. I'm seeing how the first couple games play out, and then I'd make a more informed decision afterwards.
And is that mathical?
It sure is, Crowder.
That's your ally, Pizzola. Mr. Words, your ally.
Hey, he's not competing mathical in the Wordle competition, all right? I'm sticking my own money.
Also, I was doing the math as we were talking. I'm actually 94th percentile. 94th percentile.
I believe it.
Goodness.
All right. I'll let you know. All right, Rob Pizzola. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola, and check out all their work. They do great work on the Hammer Betting Network. Check it out on YouTube, including Circles Off. We love you, Rob. Tomorrow, I'm already in today. I'm already four games into our words competition because I can't focus a lot tonight because I'll be watching the Panthers. So I've already done four out of the five games. I don't want to burden you. I'm having a great day. So I'll start tomorrow. I'll send you Wordle in the morning. I generally dordle around 10, 10:30. I quartle around noon. I octordle after the show around 6. And I see the quartle sometime before midnight.
You know, I usually don't wake up until like 10:30 a.m. That's my schedule. So I'm going to miss the first two there, almost certainly.
That's fine. You catch up whenever you can. It's on the honor system.
Yep.
25 a day, though, $30 for a sweep.
Sure. Works for me.
All right. American dollars, not loonies.
Nah, that's like 100 Canadian right there, 25 American, but I'm in. I mean, I bet in U.S. dollars anyway, so I'm good.
All right. Fair enough. We love you, Rob.
All right, guys. Take care. Go. Go.
I love you more than Crowder and Solana, of course, but we all love you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Love you, Rob. We'll see you.
All right. Take care, guys.
I just got my Venmo from Ryan for today. Huck,
they added a septatacotoral.
Steticortal.
That's 10?
No, I believe it's 16.
One word?
16 different words. 5 letters.
That's stupid, Hawk. That's a waste of grown man time.
And that's why I don't use mathical, because I know words. I do word games, and I don't use mathical. We went very long here. Let's take a break. We're not even going to do a live spot. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll catch up. We'll get into the 4 o'clock hour. Cuno already canceled in the 4 o'clock hour, so it's not like we're rushing. He's very busy in Edmonton, so we'll take a break here, and we'll come back. We'll do the 4 o'clock hour.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, you know what the tornado maneuver is?
Hawk and Crowder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.